Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The third baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace bunts for an out with unknown description. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Zarrilla moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stevens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts for an out with unknown description. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-0 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball four. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Hayes steals second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to home for the out. Feller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Feller moves to third. Case moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. Case scores. Woodling moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Judnick moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mac hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case bunts towards first. Stevens juggles the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Feller moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling bunts for an out with unknown description. Feller moves to third. Case moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grace strikes out. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-2 in the game. Locatello hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes bunts for an out with unknown description. Ross moves to second. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Ross moves to third. Mack moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Feller hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-2 in the game. Case hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rocco hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger pinch runs for Joe Schultz. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-3 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to third. Locatello moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Fannin now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Ross moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Mack steals second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Feller takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is picked off in unknown way. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Finney pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. George Bradley pinch runs for Lou Finney. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Cliff Fannin. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Bradley moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Stevens scores. Bradley moves to third. McQuillan moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bradley scores. McQuillan scores. Grace moves to second. It's Browns, 3, Indians, 3. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Helf now catching. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rocco strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-4 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-4 in the game. Christman bunts for an out with unknown description. Berardino moves to second. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf strikes out. Two outs. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Helf and he is safe. Boudreau steals second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Felix Macchioas pinch hits for Ray Mack. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Boudreaux moves to third. Two outs. Dutch Meyer pinch hits for Bob Feller. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Macchioas moves to second. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Macchioas moves to third. Meyer moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.